As the security situation in Iraq worsens and more questions arise about Iraq's political future, the president is losing ground in the polls. His approval has slipped below 50%, that is, the lowest point in his presidency. To assess the potential political costs of the Iraq war for the president, we called two Republican strategists. Frank Donatelli is a consultant and a former Reagan administration aide. He's here with me in the studio. Don Devine is vice chairman of the American Conservative Union, and he's on the telephone from his home. Gentlemen, welcome. Let's start with Mr. Donatelli. How do you assess the situation in Iraq now? What does it look like to you?
It's obviously the case that with the bad news that has come out of Iraq, especially in the months of April and May, the president's standing has deteriorated. That being said, there's still a long way to go, and we're just now beginning what we hope is the end game, which is turning the transfer of sovereignty gradually over to an Iraqi government. So we will now have an Iraqi face at least running the civilian functions over there. And the hope is, those of us that are strongly in support of President Bush, is that the situation will gradually improve. I don't think we're going to have a situation like we did, say, in the Civil War when Atlanta fell and Lincoln was assured of reelection. But the hope is that the president's standing will improve.
Frank Donatelli lays out some goals that may be tough to achieve. Mr. Devine, what do you think of his assessment? Do you agree?
Well, back when I used to do a lot of analysis as a professor, did a study and looked at all the variables that might predict how a president does, and by far, in a way, the incumbent is most dependent upon how people think he's doing his job. No president's ever won without 51% approval on his jobs. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to be able to turn that around. I think Bush does have a plan to get us out by December 05. I think it's the only rational way out of this morass. But politically, I think it's going to be very difficult.
The administration has seemed to retreat on a number of policies during the course of the last few weeks, the demand for the surrender of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, the demand for the surrender of the fighters in Fallujah. The president seems to have ceded a lot of authority to the United Nations in this period. I wonder how these concessions play with the Republican base of support. Don Devine, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. The Republican base of support, I think, is divided. But I think they're doing the right thing. I think the military and the practical people are taking control of the decisions away from the more ideological neoconservative types who truly think that they can turn the whole world into a Jeffersonian democracy overnight. I don't know politically how that cuts, but policy-wise, that's certainly the right thing to do. And I do think if Bush would be more practical and more talking to people and explaining to them what he's doing on a practical level rather than using this flowery image of democracy, I think in the end, telling the people the truth pays off politically.
Mr. Donatelli.
Yeah, and Linda, I think that's why his speech on Monday night seemed to outline a reasonable way that we can eventually bring some end to our involvement in Iraq was a good thing.
The president also laid out an ambitious plan for reconstruction, schools, hospitals, prisons. I must say that I have met a lot of voters in my travels this year who've talked about all of the money that's being spent over there building things when those same things are needed in the United States.
Those things are good. I was over there the end of last year. They were making the same claims with truth to them, making great progress building buildings, but it doesn't do any good. It's the people inside the buildings that count, not the building.
Do you think voters are beginning to get a little itchy about this kind of thing?
It is one of the tenets that the president has laid out. If we're going to be successful there, in addition to security, in addition to the handover, we want to leave behind some sort of infrastructure. It's necessary, but I grant you it's not very popular.
What about all the other Republicans who will be running with the president in November? With polling numbers where they are now, you know, what they call the generic number, will you be likely to vote Republican or Democratic, is considerably in the Democratic direction at the moment. Do you think that the president is in a position where he may be damaging the chances of other Republicans, Frank?
Well, if it's at this level, the answer is that candidates are going to have to find additional support if they're going to be competitive. I believe that the number will begin to go back up, and most candidates will want to associate themselves with the president.
It hasn't happened yet, has it, that people have suggested that maybe the president shouldn't come to their town?
Well, none that I know of, and I was just going to make the point that just by the accident of the calendar, most of the competitive Senate races this year are in the South. There are five open Democratic-held seats that are in the South, and I think even now, with the president certainly less popular than he was just a couple of months ago, he's still very much of an asset in all of those states where there are open seats that the Republicans hope to win.
But the House traditionally is where, if there is going to be some kind of political drift, it will happen in the House. But since redistricting, almost all of the House seats are considered safe. What do you think, Don Devine? Is there going to be a political cost to other people of what the president's doing now?
I think we're in very serious danger of losing a lot of seats in the Northeast and the Midwest in the House. So I think there is some danger. We have a Republican House of Representatives that passed an $8 trillion unfunded drug entitlement program. We have a Congress that's passed the highest increase in non-defense discretionary spending in its history. I think they might have a lot of trouble getting some of their base votes out.
Yeah, I think more troubling, if there's a problem with President Bush with conservative Republicans, it's not over Iraq. It's potentially over the spending issue. And at least rhetorically and belatedly, I think the president is trying to address that.
Don Devine is a conservative activist. He is a professor of political science and a former official in the Reagan administration. Also formerly with the Reagan administration, Frank Donatelli, who is now a political consultant. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.